for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
I'm serious.
Father God, good morning. Lord Jesus, good morning. Holy Spirit, good morning. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning to all the Jesus believers all over the world, all over this universe. Father God, we thank you this morning for your goodness, for your kindness and your mercy. We thank you this morning for your understanding, which surpasses all worldly knowledge. We thank you this morning, Father God, for giving us the strength, the heart, and a willing mind to serve you this morning in the name of Jesus. So I pray that you hear me on the Blog Talk. Praise God. You know, some of you know, I'm really, really proud. You know, maybe there's nobody else, but I'm going to tell you, I'm really proud of the staying ability of some of you. I am really, really proud about that. I really am. Because that's how you make it. That's how you make it with God, and that's the only way, you hear me? That's the only way to make it with God. Really, honest to goodness. So I've been blessed this week. I've been blessed this week to have some headliners here for ministry. Boy, I tell you what, when you come here for ministry, it's a time because you get to see what really is happening here at this ministry. So what it is I'm going to try. I just opened up the mic, their mic. You know, God, in his goodness, he always amazes me. I think that more than anything, I'm more amazed at God than the people who I see receive the ministry. Because I get to watch God transform a person, a human being. I get to watch God work miraculously from the inside and change people. So, good morning. Sister Andrews, can you hear me on the Blog Talk?
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Erica.
Praise God. Nasir, are you there?
Nasir, are you here?
Yes.
Look, headline. Nasir is 17, but he's 17, but he has a call of a prophet on his life. And I met him because he had a dream, and I was in the dream and got my attention. You remember that on the TED line when he recounted that dream? Well, they came here. They didn't come here to see me. They came here to receive from God. But this morning, I woke up thanking God and praising God because God answered my prayer. He always does. But this is a prayer that I've had ever since I was a missionary. And that is, God, I need to see and I need to know that I'm effective in bringing people to you. I got to know that, God, because the one thing I prayed to God about is that I did not want to be like people who say they ministering, who say they bringing people to God, and they don't have a witness. You know, and the other thing is, like, God is a miraculous God, and it doesn't take God a lifetime to do anything. It doesn't. If your heart is toward God, God's going to meet you where your heart is. So they came, and I know they probably thought I was taking a long time, but I was waiting on God. Because when you come here, I design your ministry by the Holy Spirit according to whatever your need is. And let me tell you something. It is never what people think it is. What people get delivered from is never what they think they need deliverance from. That's why I start off just by listening. The Holy Spirit will tell me what questions to ask. I ask them, and I know that God is going to do something in that area. So, Sister Shirley, how do you feel right now, today, after receiving, after meeting Jesus face to face, really, spirit to spirit? How you feel this morning?
Now, it was now you very all... powerful. It was a powerful feeling. It literally knocked me off my feet. I felt wonderful today.
Praise God. Praise God. And you know what her problem was? And God told me it was a generational curse of alcohol. Now, she don't drink. Understand this. She doesn't drink. But her mom did. And the curse was initiated through the great-grandmother. Now, the Bible says a curse. It says unto the fathers and unto the sons. So this curse missed her, but it had fallen on her mother and her grandmother and great-grandmother. So what happened is, see, the curse of alcoholism didn't hit her, but the fruit of the curse hit her. Now just listen to that. So then her son is another generation with a call on his life. So that meant that the call of God on him, the devil was going to try to stop it any way that he could. And guess how he hit him as a little boy, little three-year-old? He got lost. He got lost. And in getting lost from his mother, he was in a mall. He got lost twice. The devil tried it twice. Once in a mall and once in a carnival. And so God showed me a vision of him as a little boy, and a man was holding his hand. And he looked a little bit disheveled, so I thought maybe. And then the Lord had said something about a football game. But anyway, he was disheveled because the enemy tried to take a little baby and put abandonment on him because the baby was lost. And a baby being lost from his mother, you know, little three-year-old, in a carnival, fear, it scared him. And the devil used that fear to come in and try to bring abandonment, spirit of abandonment. You got to understand, he's been with his mother all his life. And he has the support of strong dad's love. He has a father's love. So when we got into the deliverance, first with the mom on one day and then with her son on the other day, I knew God was going to do this. And let me tell you something. The deliverance they received, it's done. That's done. My prayer, and those of you that are listening that have ministries, you get out of this warped, limiting, unfair image of God that makes you think God got to take 5 years, 10 years. I used to think that. Well, and that's because I didn't know what I was doing. I used to think that about 20 years ago. But you see, being a missionary on the mission field and don't even speak the language and going as an urban missionary in and out of cities where I don't know anybody, God has to do a complete work. And that's what I'm used to. And the whole world wants you to think you got to be, there are times when counseling is required, but it is not required. If you can get them in the presence of God, God will do it. And this is why I also say, you cannot go in the presence of God and not be changed. Now, what change, Shirley, did you feel in your body? What did you feel in your body? If you can describe it. If you can't, it's okay.
It's an indescribable feeling. It just I felt so good. I mean, I just really couldn't explain it. I mean, it was powerful. You know, that's all I can say. It was powerful, and it changed me, and I feel changed this day. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's a feeling I never felt before.
Yeah, yeah,
it's powerful,
and it should be. It should be something you never felt before. And it should be powerful. Brothers and sisters, there's too much flesh in deliverance ministries today because too many people think they're doing it and they want it to, and they're taking it and they're trying to take the credit. They're trying to take the credit. But Shirley and Nasir, who ministered?
Yeah.
No. Didn't the Holy Spirit and Jesus minister to you more than me?
Yes.
Yes.
And Nasir, what would you tell somebody in your age bracket who knows nothing about deliverance and doesn't believe that it will really, really help them because they done seen so much religion and so much church and church not helping them? What would you tell them?
I would honestly try to genuinely persuade them or just bring something to them to show them, like, listen, you know, Jesus is real, deliverance is real, and, you know, I would use my own story to show them, like, if I can do it and I can make it, you can do it and you can make it. That's
mm-hmm.
what I would do.
Mm-hmm. And what did you feel in your body? What did you feel physically was happening to you as you were in the presence of God, and God was getting rid of everything that's not of Him out of you? What did you feel?
It was definitely a feeling. At first, it was a feeling like I was kind of like empty because everything was getting taken out of me. But then when you told me to stand up and I felt Him, I just fell right on the floor.
When you say I felt Him, what are we talking about? You felt who?
I felt Jesus, you know, Father God, His love, His feeling, His presence is what knocked me on the ground. And it was so strong that I had to lay there for a good minute.
Brothers and sisters, you need a touch from Jesus. We all need a touch. There are times when nothing but a touch from Jesus will do. And boy, when you get it, It feels marvelous. All I could do was sit there and kind of laugh to myself and kind of smile to them. But I was thanking God. God, I thank you for making me to be productive. I thank you for making this ministry to be real. I thank you, God, that you've met us here. I thank you, God, that you are doing this work yourself. So therefore, they're not going to be looking to next time they need something from Jesus, or whenever they just want to commune with Jesus or talk with Jesus, they're going to be expecting a manifestation. They're going to be expecting Jesus to show up. Are you hearing me this morning? Headliners and believers. Every now and then, you got to get out of yourself. You got to loose yourself from the perspective you may have formed in your own mind that you're doing something. You're not doing anything. Jesus, by the power of his own Holy Spirit, is the minister. Jesus, by the power of God's own Holy Spirit, is the deliverer. If you fail to bring them to Jesus, you have failed the person you're trying to minister to. If they cannot say, Jesus did it, God did it, because if they don't come to that realization, you have not done a good job. And that's just the whole bottom line. You have not done what Jesus called you to do. If they've got to look back at you, then you've not done what Jesus has called you to do. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are what? Heavy laden, burden. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. What do you think, Tedline? This is not for you, Sister Shirley or Nasir. But Tedline, what do you think this has done to them? Let me tell you what it's done. It's given them a hunger and a thirst for more of Jesus. And that's my job. And that's your job. They have become more of a witness now. He said, I'm going to tell them what happened to me. That's a witness. That is a witness. Are you hearing me? Jesus himself has made these believers a witness. A witness to what? A witness to himself. A witness to his power. And that's that song, you know, I play. I'll be a witness. This is what it's about. And I thank God. I thank God. It's a little rough. It's a little rough because all of us know Jesus in our own way. But like Donnie McClurkin in that song say, I come to know him in a better way, in a more intimate way. Now when they call on Jesus and when they pray to Jesus, they're going to be in anticipation, brothers and sisters, of Jesus showing up, of Jesus answering those prayers. And then when they begin to talk about Jesus, he's going to manifest himself through them so that whoever they're talking about Jesus to, whoever they're witnessing to Jesus about, well, Jesus is going to manifest himself right through them. Why? Because he's come alive to them. Even when they read the word, the Holy Spirit and Jesus going to be reading the word to them. Are you following me this morning? I'm thrilled. I count it a pleasure and an honor that God trusts me with his souls. He trusts me that I'm not going to be leading anybody to me about anything. Because you know what? I know Jesus is the answer. Jesus got the answers, and Jesus will give you the answers if you seek him. But you got to come seeking him with all of your heart. You got to come seeking him in a unification of your spirit, your soul, and your body. Your body is when you get on that bus or get on that airplane or get in that car and drive here. That's your body coming into agreement with whatever Jesus gonna do. But before your body can come into agreement, your mind got to come into agreement. And you got to be sold out in your own mind that there is more to Jesus than what I have, and I want it. And whatever it takes, I'm going to get it. And I've been ministering to you in a strategic way to get you to this point. There is purpose in my ministry. There's purpose, and the purpose is to reconnect you to Jesus, to reconnect you to the power of the Holy Spirit. One of you, either one of you, tell me what the power felt like. Try to.
Awesome. It's an awesome feeling. You just want to stay in that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. I mean, I'm in lots of words, but it was beautiful to me. It was powerful and beautiful. You know, he done it for me. He done it for Nasir. Now he's going to do it through us. And I just give him honor. I give him glory.
Nasir, do you want to say something or no? You don't have to.
You want to say anything, Nasir?
About what the power felt like.
If I could do it again over and over, I would keep doing it. That's how strong it was. It was amazing.
It was.
And it was breathtaking because my arms went down and everything just, you know, I surrendered like you told me to. And as soon as I surrendered, I just lost all control of myself and just went down. And it was just amazing.
What he's saying, go down, is going into the presence of God. That's my job, to bring you into the presence of God. Because whatever you need, when you go into the presence of God, he'll give it to you. He desires to give it to you. He longs to give it to you. He wants to give it to you. Why? So then he can use you to give it to others. Okay, I can't wait for you to, your friend you told me about, Nasir, I can't wait for you to pray for her.
Your friend.
I'm sorry.
Your friend you told me about, the girl. I can't wait for you to minister to her.
I'm just waiting for the right moment.
The right moment.
I know how to get her. I gotta wait. I gotta make sure it's the right time because I don't wanna force anything or make her uncomfortable. Or anything.
Right. Well, I know God's going to give it to you, and I know you're going to bless her, pass the blessing on to her.
Amen.
So
I can't wait.
I'm looking forward for you to tell me about that, for you to tell me
of
about
course.
That. I know. So I just wanted y'all to tell the tail line a little bit of your experience while you were here. And I thank God that you're going home with a good report. I thank God I just thank God for everything. I do. And I'm looking forward to you coming back.
Okay.
Coming back next time.
Yeah.
But brother,
thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was an adventure. It was adventure. And we need to have adventures in Christ, that especially adventures that bring us to him. So I'm gonna take you off. I know that I asked you to do this, and I know you're not, you know, they kind of quiet. They don't make too much noise. And they're not used to this microphone talking into the to this podcast, but I wanted to have a testimony because testimonies bring you victory, Testimonies build other people. They build other people up. So it wasn't, it was for them. It was for them. I wanted your testimony to bless somebody on here that's still an unbeliever, mm-hmm. that still doesn't know that God can deliver you for real, and that mm-hmm. and that you don't have to take a lifetime to do it. That he can do it because he's God, because he's Amen. God. And now you came here loving Jesus. How you feel about him now, Shirley? You came here loving Jesus.
I just love him more and more now. More and more. More and more.
Because you know what? He's the real thing. This ministry,
real deal, yeah.
if I do say so myself, this ministry is the real deal. Ain't nobody playing no
That's
games.
Right, the real deal. Yeah.
We not playing any games. We for real. We want to increase the kingdom of God. Usher in.
Yeah. is gonna rock this place from the ceiling to the floor. People who have been in bondage, they won't be in chains no more. Link by link, they're falling off. God's people are being set free. They're taking back all the stolen goods from the camp of the enemy.
The strongholds are coming down. I said the strongholds are coming down.
Here and now by the word of his power,
the strongholds are coming down.
God's children will prevail. Said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There is no power that can conquer the child of God that's covered by the blood of the Lamb.
Strongholds are coming down.
The strongholds are coming down. I said the strongholds are coming down. Here and now by the word of his power,
the strongholds are coming down.
God's children will prevail.
Lost in the valley. knock on me to pee.
No problem wrong with that.
Linux and Libale.
Linux and Libale.
Linux and Libale.
Linux and Libale.
Pull out a back of Holland.
I do wish you a holy movie.
Heady knock on me to pee.
No problem wrong with that.
Linux and Libale.
Linux and Libale.
Linux and Libale.
Linux and Libale.
Praise God. God, you got to be a witness in demonstration of Jesus on this earth to somebody that needs to know he's alive, that he ain't dead, that everything he's ever done, he's still doing it today, right now. And he did it for you, and he'll do it for them. It's okay. It's okay. All you got to do, you can start today. I'm yours, Lord. Use me however you need to. I'm yours. I belong to you.